This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
What's up? Welcome back, Big Fat Winners, on a Saturday with a Skippy that's been sick. It is Saturday, week three, September 17th, sitting across from the edge, who has been hotter than balls, for reals. Number one pick in the NFL last week, Chargers, hits. A little close, but hits. College so far this year, number one plays. Vandy, week zero, rolls. Coastal, rolls. USC last week, rolls. And you added Tennessee, to be honest with you.
Right.
Close, but covered. I mean, you haven't – I mean, all the other little stuff is what it is. But your major play, you got one more bomb this week.
Yeah, and even some of the little stuff was fun, like the three-team teaser last week where you get 50 on every team. Pretty fun.
That was fatty. Good, too. Remember, follow us at Big Fat Winner. Follow the Edge at the Edge Bet. Subscribe, download. Very excited. Lot to cover today.
Oh, how could you not be excited? You hit your first. This is honestly your first huge play.
Yep, it was the Dolphins.
Year.
Been talking Dolphins. About it all year.
You've also been talking about all offseason how instead of you doing, five here, three there, focus on one and you unload.
I've given out since preseason football. Including preseason in the NFL, I've given out 16 plays. We've hit 13. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to worry about teasers and all the other stuff. This week, I've got one that I absolutely love in the NFL. I've got one or maybe two that I absolutely love in college.
Right. And if you're tailing our unit system, I know me personally, I got you up 10.
Oh, units. You've made $100 player.
A thousand.
A guy right. who's been dropping bombs on your plays hasn't lost yet.
Right, and I'm giving out the little unit system, boys. I mean, Coastal was a five banger. I mean, you know, so it is what it is. But I just think it's hard to expect more than 10 times what you start.
No,
with
dude, you look right
start.
Now.
I mean, NFL week two just started.
And again, everyone likes to poo-poo it. Everyone does all their other shows. People just pick loser after loser. It's just crazy.
Or they don't commit like bitches, and they don't say, hey, I'm all in, bet your life. I'll kill myself if Coastal doesn't beat Army.
There's a few people that talk trash. I'd like to fucking kill them too. Trust me. That could come out as we roll. Anyway. Come with Skippy. Watch what happens. Put one in, you motherfucker.
You're going crazy.
Anyway.
The monkey's loose.
The monkey's here. All right. Recap from last week. Bama. USC. Talk to me. Bama, I thought, was as underwhelming as you could get, right?
I think it's been a lot of the same Bama that they have been with the – he's honestly the worst Heisman Trophy winner I can remember in a long time. He's got to be in the discussion as one of the worst Heisman Trophy winners of all time. He was overrated last year. I said preseason last year they would lose two games. They did lose two games. They lost to Texas A&M, and they lost in the championship game. This year, I really – expected them to either have a close game like it was or an absolute demolishing of Texas. That was more.
Listen, you called it to perfection. You said it's either going to be crazy close. If anyone who listened to the show last week could hear it, you said it's either going to be crazy close or they're going to smoke them. Now, here's the thing. I don't overreact on this with Bama.
And I said they're not as dominant. That's the key.
And you know what? They're probably not.
Last year.
I don't know outside of Georgia. And we're going to find a lot of people love the Gamecocks catching 24, 24 and a half at home this week. That's a lot of points. That is a good South Carolina team, in my opinion, or at least better than what people think. Last week, again, a couple of breaks didn't go their way. They gave up 44 to Arkansas. So am I going to be shocked if it ends up 45-7 and Rattler poops his pants? Nope. But you could all, if they hang. USC was your play last week, an absolute dominant performance. Personally, I told you this before, I think if Lincoln Riley had Venable at Oklahoma all those years, he went on those games, they just got plowed. I know you might not agree.
All I will say is that Venable
might have two national championships.
Well, the defensive coordinator can't make you run the ball against Kansas State when you're averaging 8 yards a carry. There's certain times he's lost games purely because of him.
Defense was – all I was saying is he's never had a defense. This year, I think
it's a better fit out there for him. I really think recruiting's better out there for him. I just think everything about it's better for him.
Let's put it this way. You called it early in the year. You said over 9 was an absolute – a steal.
Cash that now.
Cash that ticket. Unless there's injuries.
Yeah, to give people a perspective, 9 means just to push on 9, you have to lose 3. The only teams they play that are any good is Utah, UCLA, and Notre Dame.
Right.
And even if you lose all 3, you're still a push.
Notre Dame's 9. Quarterback's out for almost the rest of the year. So if he's the best they had, who knows what they're going to do. Utah's legit. Now, here's the good thing for Utah. Utah, if USC keeps rolling like they do, that game, if they both win out, right, and they get to that game could end up being a playoff game depending – because I don't think they play during the regular season, or do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that game, because the winner of the Pac-12, especially if it's Utah with one loss and they've run the table, they probably will get in the playoff. If USC, obviously, if they run the table, they're in. I believe USC in the next few years will be with Riley in the playoffs consistently. Well,
in the next few years, we'll be talking about Northwestern making the playoffs because they're ruining the game with the expanded playoff. But we'll get into that in the offseason.
Hey, give me 30 playoff teams. The more, the better. Those bowls suck. Okay. All right, let's get into this week. We have Vandy.
It waters down the regular season. See, I got to take you to school one day.
I get it. I get what you're saying, but
do you though?
Yeah, I do. But okay. I also think that this is another
discussion. Because now Bama can lose 3 games.
We'll get into that discussion later in the year. We could spend a whole show on the playoff format and why you and I disagree. But, by the way, we've got Florida State 7-7 with Louisville 2 minutes in the first.
That's going to be a good game.
You
like a lot of strange games this week.
There's not a lot of big.
No,
games.
But it's not usually your style to like when you start dropping some of these that you just not even necessarily like one.
I'm
gonna
be honest with you. This is their season. I'm gonna get right into the first game. This is Vandy's. This is Vandy's season. You talked about them early in the year. You thought they'd be better. Better offensively, better athletes, coaches better, blah, 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 all that. If you go into Northern Illinois, you started off 2-0. You gave up a boatload to Elon. You got boat race last week by Wake. You gave up a ton. Gave up 45. Now you're on the road against Rocky Lombardi. For those of you who remember, he was a Michigan State quarterback. Was not great. At Northern Illinois, he does okay. Point is, you're at Northern Illinois. You're catching 2.5 at a MAC team. You're an SEC team with SEC athletes. This is a game, if you're Vanderbilt, there is an enormous difference for them for the rest of the season, 3-1 or 2-2.
Well, as soon as Vandy's backup, number 13, Swan, came in, he lit them up. Mike Wright, the boy that can run, number 5 for Vandy, the quarterback, he's a great runner, terrible passer. I think he had 35 yards and a pick. I mean, so once they put the other kid in, he had 2 touchdowns and over 140 yards, and he didn't even play long. So I just think they'll stick with Swan and maybe use some packages for Wright to run, and they should beat them.
By the way, Big Ed, you asked me earlier today. I don't even know if you're going to listen to it. You said, hey, should I take Florida State? Do you love it? I said, nope. You know why? Nope. Because Louisville just went right down the field again on Florida State.
So
14-7 Louisville.
Oh, it's like they have a stud at quarterback or something. Let's bet against the stud quarterback.
Hey, I like Vandy plus the 2.5. I absolutely love Wake to absolutely bury Liberty if Wake comes to play. If Wake comes to play tomorrow, this is a Liberty team offensively that is nothing like they used to be.
At Wake, spread 16.
Wake is remember, in Wake's mind, this Clemson's not the same. NC State's whatever. And everyone's sleeping on Wake. Wake can creep. I think Wake will hammer Liberty. What is your? All right, I'm gonna go next year.
I like that. I mean, that it just seems too easy. I mean, you would think, but last year they'll give up 100 to terrible team. I mean, they just give up so many points.
I know, but this is not a great Liberty. Hey, Liberty beat Southern Miss 29-27 in 4 overtimes. So I'm just saying, it's not like they're not. They are not an
offensive. I would definitely take Wake. Yes,
I'm not taking Liberty in that one.
I love Texas, Martin.
This is your game. I got 2 games back to back for you. Really, 3. Give me your vibe on these games. Texas Tech at NC State.
I think Texas Tech's backup is an awful quarterback, and I think if you're an NC State guy, you better be on NC State. This would be one of the few times all year I would look to play NC State, but I just – 10 and a hook is like the hook just kills you. If you can get it – but you can't get it at 10. It's probably closer to 11 now.
Yeah, it'll probably be 11 by game time.
NC State is just not that good, man. But, I mean, if I had to, I would lay it. I see why you like it.
I don't
like NC State, right?
I don't know. I really don't like the game. I just it's an interesting game to me because I think Texas Tech's a little – I mean, Texas Tech, look, everyone said Houston, including myself, hey, that's the Cincinnati of last year. Well, that's obviously not the case. Texas Tech was able to win that game. NC State's been less than impressive, at least in the one game they played. They gave up a boatload of passing yards to East Carolina. So I don't know that, if NC State's going to make the run they're going to make, this is where it starts. Like, they need to do something, and they could hammer. It's a backup quarterback.
I changed my mind. I like NC State.
Okay.
That kid sucked. He threw 3 picks.
Now, right here, here's one of your – here's this. I don't know if this is your – I think you said this might be your bomb play, this next game right here.
It might have to be.
Yeah. Southern – very, very, very strange, unique matchup for this time of year. You know, this is something you might see in week 0 if you see it. But now we're creeping into September. You just don't see this team. I mean, they're traveling literally all the way across the country. South Alabama goes into UCLA, a South Alabama team that went on the road last week. And don't be fooled by the score. They absolutely his house. I understand it was Central Michigan. Uh-oh, Florida State gets loose for about an 80-yarder. Beep! Bobo's gotten loose. Over! First quarter, they got 21. South Alabama hammered Central Michigan. They were up, I think, 38-7, 38-10 at one point. Closed them out 38-24. Won their first game handily. Obviously, UCLA struggled against Bowling Green. But
surprised how Richardson looked for Central Michigan. I mean, I was very surprised. He's a better player than that. He played terrible against South Alabama. So either
touchdown, 14-0, touchdown, first play.
Either South Alabama has a legit defense or Richardson just had a bad game. But the only other team they've played is Nicholls State. The line, it seems like it's begging you to take UCLA, and I don't care if it gets to 16. I will definitely make that a play. I just don't know if that's my big one because this next one is calling my name too.
Right, and this might be because this is your squad. I think now for me, this is an absolute for me, and this is what I love about tomorrow. Tomorrow night's a unique week 2 and week 3. It's the first week of the year where the majority of the really good games are all late. Everything's late. I mean, Maryland.
It feels like a real true Saturday.
Maryland's late tomorrow night. You know, SMU, Maryland. That's going to be a good game to watch. Mm-hmm. USC. We're not on here, but it's my bomb play. I'm just going to give you my bomb play before we get into yours real quick. I absolutely love Utah to embarrass the Aztecs tomorrow night. Hammer the Aztecs. This San Diego State team, I saw what Arizona was able to do to them. And Arizona, I watched the entire game. Arizona, Mississippi State was able to dominate Arizona.
Give the number out.
20.5. It might be up to 21. I understand that. But this is a game that Utah, I think, will show up. I don't think that San Diego State will have an, this is not your old San Diego State team. I do not believe that San Diego State will have an answer for them. This is a terrible San Diego State passing offense. They rely on the run. You will not be able to, this ain't Richardson. What's his name? Richardson for Florida. Is that who it is? Quarterback for Florida. He ain't running for San Diego State. So their pro style offense, I think Utah shuts him down and hammers them. And that's my,
that being a shutout.
You could, I'm just saying, I won't be surprised if that's a 42, 45 to 17, 45 to 10 type of game. I think Utah is legit. I think they should have won in week one. I think they're a really good team. And I think they still feel like, and it is true, it was such an early game. If they keep rolling, they still will have a shot at the playoff.
Well, we talked about it last week. The dogs will be barking. The top eight teams in the rankings in college, none of them covered. Underdogs were absolutely the right choice in the NFL as usual in week one. So this week, I think you look up and you look at that scoreboard on ESPN that shows every college game, and you're going to be astonished, blown away at how many lopsided games there are going to be. So that's why we are giving out a pretty good number of favorites today. I know I am personally, but I just think there's going to be, this is where the cream will start to rise to the top. And then a few weeks go by and the numbers are even better. You know, a lot of these numbers are on point. Like, it was easy to cross off games this week, I think, just because the numbers were way more accurate.
Let's get back into your game now. Let's get into your game where you have a, this is your, it's a bomb. Let's be honest. Drop the bomb, baby.
It's definitely a bomb. The only
can you drop it for me? Born in your side could be Haener, because he's as scrappy a quarterback that makes plays. Now, I watched that whole, what a great game, because I actually gave out the over last week with Fresno and Oregon State, the late night action. It was a big fatty, but came down to the end. But what a great game to watch. You want to talk about a team, Fresno, that's got to be disappointed coming off of that? That is such a deflating loss. No, it wasn't overtime. That's my point. You score with a minute to go. It's going to overtime. You're up three. There's a minute five. You let Oregon State go all the way down the field. They decide not to kick the field goal. They decide to go for it on fourth down on the last play of the game. They bring in the backup quarterback, and he does exactly what the announcer said he was going to do. And guess what? He did it. Oregon State pulled off the win. Fresno State loses. So your play, USC laying 11.
I think it's a great tee spot. I'm more excited to watch the game because I can't remember last time. This is such an important game for me as a guy who thinks USC is going undefeated because if they do not dominate on both sides of the ball up front, then they are not the team that I thought they were. You know, most people, when they lay these points, almost 99% of guys, when they lay these points, they're just thinking of Riley, Addison, Caleb Williams. They're just thinking of the offense. The truth is, if you don't end up winning this bet, it will be because of the front line of the offense and the defense. Defense should kill Haener. That line, there's no way that Fresno should be able to block USC and their pressure packages and the athletes they have. So if they don't demolish Fresno, then there's a problem.
Well, here's the thing. I've watched both teams. I actually watched both teams very carefully last week. I watched USC be – USC could have put up 55 or 60 on Stanford if they wanted.
If you just look at that score, that is not how that game
went. No, not at all. And that was a hype game for Stanford. But, you know, the emotions were high. Everyone's excited in Stanford. I don't think Fresno – because I watched what Oregon State was able to do basically in the second half. And when they had to in the second half, they were able to give the quarterback, I think it's Nolan for Oregon State.
Love him. I love Nolan.
Yeah. They were able to give him time. And he was able at times to literally pick apart that defense. He really was. And they were just able to move the ball at will at times in the second half on Fresno. And I think USC, who has just twice the athletes that Oregon State does at all those positions, I do not see Fresno being able to stop them. I can see an over, but my fear there is I'm not sure if Fresno can score enough. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Overall, to start the year, been a great start for college football. Anything jump out to you overall? Any predictions moving forward based on – I mean, we're still so early, but I do feel like it's kind of time to regroup and see – is there anything different in your mind moving forward from the first few weeks or anything that jumped out?
I would say nothing that really jumped out. Okay. I mean, Bama struggling a bit, kind of. I didn't expect that. I would say at times Ohio State has, I mean, nothing major. There's nothing that where I look at and I'm like, you know, good, you know, it's not like Bama, Georgia lost, Clemson's lost, you know what I mean? So we haven't been there yet. I would say more shocking in the NFL last week where you had game after game where teams were getting points. Not only did those teams cover, but win outright. And it was over and over and over again. So we're going to jump into the NFL.
The one thing that jumps out for me for NCAA is not as many points this year. You notice that? I mean, and maybe if someone said, Edge, you know, that's not true. Okay, maybe it's not true, but it just feels like it. It doesn't feel like the offenses are as potent as they have been. You know what I mean? It just feels a little different with the scoring.
Yeah, I mean,
just overall, though.
It's pretty early. I think we'll know a lot more after this week. But
right, we've had blowouts and things, but, you know, I just can't. And a lot of the games that you see a ton of points are 3, 4, 5 overtime, things
like that. Like, as an example, we really thought that I don't know what the difference – I don't know if it's coach. I'll tell you what you've seen. You've seen a lot of QB injuries in college for this early in the season, and I mean a lot across – and I mean a ton across the board. I don't know if that's a product of, you know, guys are just bigger and stronger, but, I mean, it's across the board, and, you saw it in the Pitt-Tennessee game. I kind of thought – I almost feel like it a little bit, and not every college game, not all the teams, but some of the teams. Remember a few years ago, it was just hurry up. I can't wait to call the next play. I can't wait to call the next play. I almost feel like, not that a lot of teams still don't do it, but I feel like a lot of teams have
lost its luster.
And it's almost been modified a little bit where they get to the line fast, but
and then they stand there forever.
You watch the play clock. It's not that. If you look at the number of plays called as an example,
right?
It's not that, hey, they're running 86 plays. They're running 90. You know, it's 70. You know, plays.
But I just think, is Jimbo getting fired? I mean, that's another thing that we haven't talked about is if you go back, and this isn't just to keep, you know, brag. It's not a brag. It's a fact, people. You go back and you listen. The number one coach that I had on the hot list was Jimbo Fisher for college football.
Mine was Scott Frost, and he got fired.
Yeah, he immediately got fired. So, I mean, if you listen to our segment before, I mean, he is gone. Jimbo's got to go at this point. You cannot score 10 against Colorado last year, and you can't score 14 and lose the game 14-17 against Appalachian State at home. At home. Do you hear what I'm saying? At home. And by the way, let me just break this down for you. 134 yards and a touchdown for the winning quarterback. You hear what I just said? They lost at home with a quarterback that had 134 yards and one touchdown against them. It doesn't make sense.
It's pure lunacy, but it is what it is. We're going to find out a lot more about A&M, which we'll talk about next week.
Does
tomorrow
Oklahoma cover against Nebraska? Nebraska at home. I'm taking Oklahoma, just like the world. There might be 97.5% of the bets. I mean, it is the most lopsided game Vegas can remember. Everybody's on Oklahoma.
I'm going to give you one last stat, and then we got to move to NFL.
What about Auburn, Penn State, man? We haven't even broken down a few.
Dude,
what
I can't be here.
LSU, Mississippi State? What about Texas A&M starting Brad Johnson's kid? Finally, it's about time, Jimbo.
Are we going to go all college today? Because
I'm just saying.
15 minutes.
Why hasn't Max Johnson been playing? Crazy.
Well, because he's a dumb shit for a coach.
Give me Coastal to smash Buffalo. Buffalo can't stop the run. If you believe in Virginia at all, just like I said about A&M last week, which I don't believe in A&M, never haven't all season, that was your time to bet on them. You lost. If you believe in Virginia, because they're terrible to start the year. Armstrong doesn't even look like the same quarterback. They're playing ODU at home, laying the 10. Now's your time to take Virginia. I had one other game. Everybody's talking about Iowa is at home against Nevada. Would you lay the 22?
No.
Okay. Vols are laying 47 against Akron. Bama 49 against ULM. Those are two that I would not touch this week because I could see those going off. And that's really only other big game we didn't touch on. Actually, there's two sneaky ones. This one your jaw will drop. UTSA at Texas. That's a big game, dude, in a lot of ways.
It is, but I'll be shocked if
Frank, if the tank can hang.
Yeah, I mean, Army was able to do it. Well, I know Army's a weird offense, but we'll see.
So you'd lay the 11, though?
No, because it's a backup quarterback for Texas, I think, or yours. Quinn's going to be hurt anyway. So
Miami at Texas A&M is a must-watch game.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't lay the points just because.
Oh, could you imagine them losing?
Well, yeah, because Miami can actually play football.
Oh, I get that. But I'm just saying, your eyes, you would just say, what if, and I know there's a lot of ifs, and then we'll move on. If Bama loses like they should have, because they get every call, it's ridiculous, right? If they lose and A&M were to lose to Miami, you'd look up to the third week in college football and you'd have Bama with one loss and A&M with two, and we would have anarchy.
Yeah. Well, you would just have not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You'd have fun.
Correct.
That's fun to me.
Boo.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, NFL. You're all rushing to get into it. Let's go. I want to hear your coaching errors. We're going to talk Cowboys. We're going to debate a little bit about the Chargers, and we're going to break down the full slate. Now, look, he's trying to get in halftime plays over there. Dude, I'm dealing with the people. I'm dealing with the degenerate over there.
What halftime play are you getting in?
Oh, I don't know. The Silver Fox, you're over there typing in something. You're probably live on Air Force. I know who you are. Dude, he's about to leave, go to the game, and watch it in person.
Air Force.
In his backyard.
I don't even know if Air Force is
started. Oh, I saw they were down 3-0 last I looked. You love the live line.
No, I didn't know it started.
Mm-hmm.
Dog. Coaching errors, we can go across the board, but real quickly, let's just talk about your team real quick, the Cowboys.
What's there to talk about?
Zeke Elliott gets 10 rushes.
5.3 yards a carry.
5.3 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. And they just won't keep doing it. It drives me.
It's been 20 years. You understand, it's been 20 years. And you can't keep blaming it on Jerry Jones, because he can only hire guys. It's not on him that Kellen Moore and Garrett refuse to run the ball. And to sit there and say, well, the play calling's bad, he's an idiot. He had the number one offense in the league last year. So
the problem is he just won't stick. Kellen Moore can't stick with the run.
It's worked. He had the number one offense in the league last year. It's not even worth talking about. They do the same shit every year. They waste talent.
And if ever there was a week to do it, it was last week, because Tampa was not dominating the game and you were in the game. And
I broke that down. It was a bad matchup.
Dak was under pressure all
the time. That's all they have is. But dude, that's what I said when we broke it down. Is that it's a bad matchup in reality for Tampa, and you saw that they had the. They should have put up 40 fucking points. You know it. They should have put up 40. If you watched every play of that game, you know they should have put up 40 points. The Dallas defense came to play. It was a few plays here that they, you know, the one-handed Mike Evans catch, whatever. At the end of the day, if they just kept running it, all the Bucks can do is rush the passer. Without Ndamukong Suh, they cannot stop the run with their little linebackers and their little interior defenders. It's so, hey, at least your best player isn't a right guard.
How about it is,
Cowboys, and you kept or left guard, whatever, and you kept – it's crazy. I mean, you got Zach Martin there. You won't run the ball.
Give me some other coaching moves you saw that you just were shocked.
Oh, what are we – another guy on the hot seat, just like Jimbo Fisher when people – like, that was our – you know, that was kind of our – not – nobody was really talking about it. But Staley, the kid at Chargers – at the Chargers, he's on the hot seat for me.
Dude, did it again last night.
Does
man.
It all I mean, the time. But it's – dude, like I said – it's you either have to be a guy that commits to rolling it, right? Which I'll respect that. That's fine. You lost, you cost your team your season last year doing that. But you pick one or the other. Now look at it. First big game, right? Second game of the year, first real big game, though. Chiefs. I mean, Raiders division game too. I get it. But to come out and play pussyfoot, not go for it on midfield with Mahomes over there. I mean,
couldn't
it's just
believe it.
Nah, I can't believe it. Well, and the other thing is momentum. Here's the thing about too. When you see him not get the interception with Samuel, that was clearly an interception, and you're on the sideline, you're the coach, you probably need to go for it.
Two teams you love, you've talked about them. Colts were very underachieving, underimpressive in there. I personally think the Colts are not going to have a very good year because I think Matt Ryan is basically cooked. We'll find out this week. In fact, that's one of my plays this week to go against them. Give me the Jags +4.5 at home. I'm not saying the Colts can't win. I just think the Jags can keep it close. I just didn't see the arm strength from Ryan. I didn't see – they looked awful for 3.5 quarters. And then near the end, of course, the Texans do what the Texans do, which is give up 2 touchdowns and blow the game. But defensively, Mills was able to move the ball. Taylor wasn't able to go off. I'm not sure. I really believe that the NFL Week 1-2 is a product. I've been saying it now for 3 years. It's a product. McVay started it where nobody plays. The amount of penalties, turnovers, and sloppy play we saw last week, I kind of feel like we might see something different this week. I'm not saying it's going to be all favorites and everything, but what we saw last week for a Week 1, like for a survivor pool guy, I mean, you're just happy you're in the mix.
Oh, baby. I bet. Now, to touch on the Colts, if you watch the game, they had 95 plays. Taylor ran for 5 yards a carry on 30 carries, 160 yards, a touchdown. Michael Pittman, stud, 120 yards, touchdown. Ryan had some bad moments, like you said, but that could easily be rust. You know,
it could be. None of them played. We'll find out this week.
It could also be more about the Texans. You know, it could be the Texans are better than we think too. So I'm not going to jump off the ship on the Colts other than I will say this one little caveat. The injuries are already piling up. I mean, you got their best defensive players out. Darius Leonard's out already. Alec Pierce, their rookie receiver, who I was high on, dropped a touchdown last week, killed him. Touchdown might be a different game, drops it. He's out. And Pittman's banged up now too. He's questionable. So – they have a ton of injuries to start the season, but I'm not going to jump off.
I'll say this, and I've been watching football a long time. I'm an old man, and I'll tell you this. What I saw from the Donkeys coach, the Broncos, I probably, if I was the new ownership, old Walmart boy, hey, Walmart boy, fire that bitch today. Fire that fool today. You want to talk about a complete jack-off asshole as a coach? I don't care if you're a rookie. Dude, what I saw, you can't believe what you saw. First of all, Russell Wilson, too cool for school. Now I got to not like him because I just realized this last week. I know. And guess what? Now he's just like my Rodgers for me. Rodgers doesn't even care. He's like, oh, we just got pummeled, missed a lot of things. Wilson's the same way, too cool in there. No urgency. How about they had two or three delay of game penalties and like 15 more that should have been delay called because it was 0 seconds when he snapped it. You fumble inside the goal line twice, but here's the thing. You have 3 timeouts. I dozed off because I was sick as a dog this week. I wake up. It's still 17-16. I thought I was in a bad dream. I'm like, what? Whoa, it was 17-13 at halftime. How is it 17-16 with 54 seconds? I see Denver at midfield with 3 timeouts and the clock's running and the announcers are like, we're not sure what they were. Literally, it was like they were almost embarrassed. We're not sure what's going on. He's got 3 timeouts. This fuck nuts decides we're just going to go. You know what? It's right. It makes sense. Let's just try a 64-yard field goal in Seattle, which is not an easy place to kick because I don't know. There's been like three or four made over 63 yards, or maybe two or three ever, in the history ever of the NFL. So let's do that with three. Three. It's beyond. And for Russell Wilson, who's been in the league for 10 years, to not have just said, fuck this. Look, I'm calling the timeout, motherfucker. Hey, coach, I know you're a rookie. What the fuck are you doing? Go back in the locker room, you dumb dumb bitch. Let me end this game and do. I mean, are you serious? I couldn't believe it's one of the most ridiculous. So guess what? I took him in my Vegas Survivor this week. I think they'll bounce back and beat Houston.
Hey, one thing I'll say about that game is Rashad Penny's the most underrated running back in the league. You should have drafted him in fantasy. He's on both.
Oh, he looked good. Oh, guess where he went? You don't know where he went to college? Aztec,
San Diego State. Yeah, I know, baby. He was like record setter. He was stud there. But you know, the funny thing about that game is they only had like I think less than 50 plays on offense. The Seahawks. It wasn't like they had.
Geno looked like. Well, first of all, Russell, the Broncos.
That offensive game plan looks like the same boring dog shit you see from Denver every year, didn't it?
It does. I will say this: they had almost 500 yards. They have a run. The running backs are beasts. They're just hard running. Gordon's good. The other kid, he's just like a monster. I would not want to get in his way. He's just a beast. But you get almost 500 yards total offense. You score 17 points or 16 points, and you lose the game.
Yeah, you throw the ball 42 times, only 13 incompletions. There's a problem if you're only putting up 17 or 16 points.
Well, because
the problem is your offense is doo doo.
No, it's not conservative as hell. Well, the game plan, yes. And
against a bad team, why are you not trying to bomb a bad team? Like, right. I love McVay. Well, you give McVay or you give Harbaugh, there's certain coaches, you put a bad team out there, they're going to try to demolish you.
Right, just like what the Ravens did last week against the Jets, took care of
the Broncos. Do. I will say this, Seattle has an unfair home advantage. You can call it what you want. I'm telling you, right, it's a fact. It's not fair that they have that advantage. It's just not.
You mean because it's so loud?
Right.
Well, what is it? Because is it because of the way? Is it because of what the way that they built the stadium? Or are you saying?
I think that does have something to do with it.
You don't think it's because the fans are just better than other fans?
No, of course not. You can't. No, of course not. You cannot tell me that they're the only crowd. No, it's a stadium.
Okay, well then guess what? Guess what?
Bullshit.
The motherfuckers in Seattle outsmarted the rest of the humans in the NFL and rest of the world because they built a stadium that. Where the cloud noise
or something,
whatever it does it.
Or they're cranking in sound. They've been accused of that too.
Good. Well, guess what? You know what? If they do and nobody catches them, more power to them, because guess what? It worked and they beat the Broncos. And Russell Wilson, who's a 10-year veteran and played there, knows if they crank the sound. He knows if it's a fixed stadium or whatever you're saying. He knows if it's designed a certain way so that the noise is going to be louder. And he wasn't prepared. And that's what comes from Hackett being a fucking idiot and not playing anybody the whole preseason and thinking Russell Wilson's going to come to a new team. Ride with me. Bullshit. He better fucking step up this week or I'm going to be pissed at that piece.
You're not big on the Colts, but what about the Chargers? That's my other team. Then we'll get into the card this week.
You're going to do a quick rundown on the card. I'm going to give you my plays this week in the NFL in a second. What do I think about the Chargers? I think that the Chargers are, I think Herbert, the throw he made, not on the touchdown, which was a ridiculous throw too, but you could see that coming. But the throw on fourth down where he threw the laser on the post,
It looks like the same thing that I saw in the Rose Bowl against Wisconsin. It's the same. Dude, I'm the best quarterback evaluator in the world. I said it. He was going to be better than Burrow. He was the best quarterback in that draft, and the only quarterbacks in that draft were him and Burrow. And that's been proven to be true. Meow. He's going to win the MVP if he's healthy. He's going to win the Super Bowl this year if he's healthy. Lock. I love it.
I will say this. Until the Chargers figure out how not to do what they did last night, they did it last year in the last game of the year. Unbelievable. They did it last night. They're driving. Even Mahomes said, we were completely dominated. It was ugly, but it doesn't matter. Chargers, I thought, dominated that game.
Boy.
I know. Well, we can agree. This is where people say that you're a little bit of an idiot. And that's okay.
No,
because you can't argue. You're almost like you can't ever argue with you. What else did I say? Have I not?
You know what? and never was, except for 2 years ago when you did pick the Super Bowl winner preseason. So you did do that, but you're wrong about this. I think I mean, from what I've seen.
Okay, so you're saying Chargers are still in the Super Bowl?
L-O-C.
Okay, well, good.
I think they are so more. People, they are so much more talented than everybody else.
I've got to get this out before I wrap this goddamn show. Now, listen to me. You are going to get clubbed, and I'm going to make sure you do, because I'm going to have people do it for what you just said. First of all, there's a less than 0% chance with that coaching staff and the fact that Herbie makes stupid mistakes. He does it a lot. He is so talented. He is so talented. He is, without a doubt, you were right on the money. I was not high on him at all. You called it. You said he's going to be a stud. I'm like, no way. He's even better than a stud. He's a freak. He's so good. But sometimes it's not just about how good and talented you are. It's like the Rodgers effect. You have to be able to win. You have to elevate your team like Mahomes does, like Brady's. And we'll see. I don't think they're there this year. You do. I definitely disagree with you on the Colts, but we'll see. They might go in and beat Jacksonville 41-10, and I'll be like, well, I guess you were right again. Because I don't mind admitting when I'm wrong. I don't give a shit.
No. Just like that year you picked the Bucs. I can't believe they're still wrong.
Well, they might be in it again this year. The NFC is a debacle.
You're not kidding.
Rams offensive line is a shit show. Dak's out for 6 to 8 weeks. Cowboys are done. I mean, that's two major teams right there.
There's so many bad teams in the NFL. I'll say it.
You said something last week. You couldn't have been more right. The AFC, you're like, God damn. I mean, that's a gauntlet. The NFC, you look around and you're like, I know the Rams. I know we can't overreact, but you look around and you're like, Trey Lance is not the guy yet. Well, we were. I don't care.
People,
you were right about him too. You were right about Lance. I don't think he's going to be
terrible. Dude, we've been right. We have been so hot to start this year. People, you should be fucking rich. I told you just what I say last week. Same shit as you. Hey, bet against Trey Lance and Jameis Winston on the road. Give me the points with the home team against Jameis Winston and Trey Lance. Week. Sometimes you make it too hard, people, in the NFL.
All right, well, listen. Let's do the rundown because we got to wrap
up. Oh, so many bad teams. Anybody want? Do you think anybody's excited to watch the Jets or Browns?
I have a fever right now. I got a dude picking fucking fatties tomorrow morning, dog.
Oh, my God. How many bad teams are there? Nobody on the planet wants to watch the Panthers, the Giants, the Jets, the Browns, the Jags, the Saints. I mean, that's just the Skins, the Lions. No, let me do this. The Skins, the Lions, Seattle, the Falcons, the Texans, the Bears, the – That's pretty much the gist. So that's more, well over half the teams in the league. Nobody really wants to watch. We just do it because it's the NFL. So do you want to lay the six with Jets going to the Browns? I would.
You lay the six with the Browns?
If I had to, I will not. I mean, I just think that's a team you keep looking up and they just lose by 30 every week.
The Jets are
so bad. They drafted all these guys. Everybody was talking all that smack about how they're going to be different. They're the same terrible team.
Dude, can you do the card or not?
Bucks at the Saints. I know you like the Bucks. I am on the Bucks. That is one of my plays. I'll take the Bucks -2.5. I know you agree. Panthers at Giants. I am staying away from this game. I'm not betting on Baker Mayfield laying points on the road. Do you want to talk about that terrible game?
I do not like that game. The game I'm on, I've got the over in the Washington Redskins-Detroit Lions game. I think the pace will be there in that game. I think the Lions will score all year on almost everybody they play. Yep. Defensively, not great yet.
Not great. They're terrible. I said it. Right. That's another thing. I think they're going to be the worst defense in the league.
Exactly. And so guess what? I think the Commanders will find a way to score on them. It's a 48.5 total. I don't like it. I fucking love that.
I think the Lions are a worse team.
Who's
the worst team, the Jags or the Lions?
I don't know. I love. It's hard for me to club. See, I'm not like some people. I just won't club things. You know what I'm saying? I just don't roll that way. But I just like Dan Campbell, dude. That's my boy. I love
him. I like the Ravens -3.5. They're going to bury the Dolphins. Those are two of my plays.
Now, that is an interesting game.
They're going to bury
them. To me, the biggest game in the NFL this week, possibly, because –
the revenge factor, too. Remember the zero blitz that they did? They demolished the Ravens.
I believe the Ravens are back. Look, every year, I've said it, I'll keep saying it throughout the whole NFL season. There's four teams every year that didn't make the playoff last year. These are two of them. I believe for sure one of these teams will be one of the four that makes playoffs. If not, both of these teams will make the playoffs. There's a lot of expectations.
I overthought it last week like an imbecile, like an idiot. I overthought
You're going with the Ravens. You know what you told me earlier today? You love it. Can you drop the bomb for the Ravens?
Oh, I do love it, but I want to apologize for overthinking it last week. Oh, let's get cute and I don't want to lay the 7.5.
Drop
no, I'll lay whatever. They're gonna give me a week one and week two and week three healthy Lamar. All he does is cover, dude. I'd love to see those stats. All right, so we're on the Ravens, both of us. I know you like the Bucs too.
The Bucs, Brady. I don't like the Bucs at all. Brady's 0-4. Wow. Brady is 0-4 against the Saints in his four attempts to beat them outside of the playoffs.
Loser.
You're
on the Saints. No,
I'm not on the game.
You have to be.
Well, I can't be. I only like two or three games in the NFL this week. I just gave you the Redskins.
Lions, Skins. That was the next one. You like the over. I don't really have a feel for that. I'm not going to lay the points with the Lions. Seattle, 49ers. Give me Seattle plus the 9. That's a third play for the NFL there. Give me Seattle plus the 9 to go with my Bucks and my Ravens. What do you think?
A lot of points to give a team that just beat the Broncos and a team in Trey Lance that didn't look great again. Over, it's a week one. That's a week one underreaction, if you ask me. That's a lot of points. What I am surprised at is a team like there's three or four games. Like the Broncos are giving 10. The Niners are giving 9.5. After all the upsets last week, after the way some of these teams look, the Rams don't look like they should be giving 10 points to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, much less an NFL team, but yet they're laying 10 or 10 and a half to the Falcons. I'm not saying these teams won't cover, but I'm saying Atlanta is a better team.
Exactly.
But we'll see.
Falcons at Rams. That was a great one. I gave out last week was the Falcons plus the points. They almost should have won outright. They are going to the Rams. Rams are laying over 10 and a half. I would like to tease the Falcons wherever you get the Rams at 10 and a half, if it's 11 and a half, whatever it is. Tease the Falcons with UCLA. So again, Falcons, take them up to at least 16 and a hook. Take UCLA down to 9 and a hook. I like that teaser. Texans at Broncos. Laying 10. Broncos laying 10.
To me, it's a bit of a sucker bet. It's hard to say, all right, I'm going to take the Texans because I will not be surprised if the Broncos win that game 31-17. I actually am playing the over 44 in that game. Because I believe the Broncos will put up a minimum in the 30s. I don't care what they did last week. You can say what you want. That's a team that will not fumble inside the goal line twice. They won't have 11 or 12 penalties again this week. They will be crisper on offense. Houston in the fourth quarter just let the Colts go absolute monkey. Yep. I absolutely love it.
I would lean toward the under, and if I had to bet the game, I would take the Texans. I would definitely like the Texans to get the 10
that
points.
The fact he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground on totals, the fact he's leaning towards the under, you dropped the bomb on Skippy's fatty.
I could easily see it be like a 20-17 game. Raiders, Cardinals, that's a great game to watch.
You're the worst.
Stay away from it. I can't mess with it. Bengals at Cowboys. If you like teasers, if you think the Cowboys are terrible without Dak, it's a great tease spot, isn't it? Skippy.
Here's the other thing.
Is that not a great tease spot?
It is. But I'll say this. Until the NFL balances out a little bit for another couple weeks and these guys get their rhythms, I'm going to stay away from teasers too because teasers are the most goddamn sucker bets there are, man.
I've only done the 10-point teaser that hit, and I'm giving this one too. The UCLA to 9.5 and the Falcons – no, not the Falcons. The Falcons to 16 and a hook.
I love it.
Man, I don't know. I kind of like the Texans even more though. I don't think the Broncos are going to bomb them like that. But that's all right. I'll give out the official plays on Twitter. Last couple games, Bears at Packers minus 10. By the way, with the Bengals, Cowboys, you couldn't have a worse matchup for the Bengals with the way the pass rush is for
the
Cowboys. It's the
worst.
Yep. I mean, so if you're going to do that game, I would strongly suggest you
I believe that if you took the Cowboys plus 13 in a tease, you'd be okay.
Like that better? Okay. Hey, I like to hear that. I hope they win outright.
Well, Packers. I mean, I can, this is a game you can see I feel like the Bengals this year, I don't know why.
Hungover.
maybe hungover, just take a step. Not that Burrow isn't cash money, because God, he is money, and so is Chase. I think this is a big game the next few weeks for the Bengals to see if do they take a step back or
Mixon's already banged up.
That's what I mean.
Underrated part of he out of all the players on that team, he's really the most important other than Burrow in a lot of ways to me. Because they are a different team when he's not playing. Bears at Packers. Packers laying the 10. Can't mess with that. Titans at Bills. Bills laying the 10. Can't mess with that. Vikings at Eagles. Huge game. Not going to mess with it. If I had to, probably hate to say it, I probably would lean the Eagles, but I don't want to even touch that game. That's just a great game to watch, and that wraps up the whole card. We'll tweet out all the official plays, how many units, everything like that. But have fun this weekend, boys. It's going to be, you know, it's a good weekend to just sit back and pick your spots. You know, if you are going to do a lot of bets, I'll be honest with you, it's a good weekend to do it because
here's what I'm asking. Crapshoot. Here's what I'm going to ask you.
And I never say that.
Hey, for the million people that listen to our show, what do you think about doing a Sunday morning show with the Skip Dog? Yeah, dog. To really get into this NFL card, we spent a lot of time on cards. To really get into this, get the vibes going, and drop a few bombs. Early show, 9 a.m., release that bitch by 10:30.
Money.
Get Josh on board to release it. What do you think? Yep. You in for that, or are you
I'm out? In.
No, nope, can't have hey, can't have romper room. Tell the family.
No romper room. Hey, first time in a long time I've said make a lot of bets this week, people.
Oh, all of them. If you can make 40 of them, you should
make
do it.
Make 40 on Saturday.
For the Skip Dog. Been sick, been on injured reserve.
He's back.
We're going to do a Sunday morning show. I'm excited to do it. I just feel this weekend is the weekend for Skippy to do it. I feel like I'm going to be hotter than a motherfucker this. The Edge, remember, follow him at The Edge Bet. He's been on fire. He'll be tweeting out from at Big Fat Winner all weekend. We're dropping bombs in college. Have a good weekend, boys. We'll see you Sunday morning. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.